Welcome to Friends with Pineapples. This podcast is intended for adult audiences only. If you are not over the age of 18 and interested in listening to sexually explicit stories and opinions, please leave now.
We are two millennial best friend couples who share our experiences and opinions on the swinger lifestyle to shed light on the positives and against the negative stigma.
These are our own views, thoughts, and opinions. Nothing we say should be taken as professional advice or anything other than entertainment.
Now that we have that out of the way, come join us. We are Friends with Pineapples.
Welcome or welcome back to Friends with Pineapples. I'm Nikki.
I'm Paul.
I'm Ash.
And I'm Blake.
And they're back.
Yay.
Glad to be here.
Okay, so last episode, Nikki and I, we were talking about the hotel takeover that we were going to in Dallas for the New Year's Eve party. So Nikki brought a good point to me. She was like, hey, you know, we don't have really that many sexy stories at all. So
today,
yep,
Blake and Ash are going to pretty much interview us on our experience last night for the hotel takeover because they did not get to join us.
No, and they're lamies. I will say the entire time we were there, we were like, man, I really wish Blake and Ash were here.
Talked about y'all quite a bit, not going to lie.
And we were at home and probably thinking, man, I wish we were there. Whoa, there's like
a
fly attack happening right now.
Yes.
And I don't know who's winning.
Yeah, the flies.
I told them, I was like, we're just being boring, you know, have fun for us.
Yeah. I was told that at least one extra margarita was drank in my honor.
Yeah, fucking $10 or $20 margarita.
Good. I hope it was yummy.
I had several Jello shots in that margarita, and Paul was like, it's not even 5 o'clock, and you're already drunk. No, I'm not. So I started drinking water in between drinks.
Well, to ring
like
in the new year.
Like a responsible adult.
I'm going to save my tequila for closer to midnight.
There you go.
That's fine.
I still have that other bottle of wine, too. Ooh.
You also have more tequila in our refrigerator or our freezer.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
We're getting lit tonight.
No, we have vodka.
No,
I don't give a shit. I'm not picky.
We have that tequila.
Oh, well, then maybe I can drink some because I didn't want to take all yours.
Oh, shit. Did you bring the Jello shots inside?
No.
Oh, that's what I was about to say. Important question. Did you finish all the Jello shots? Because I want some.
They're in my truck.
And they're probably going bad.
Okay, are we
going
to pause so we can bring those in and not ruin
yeah.
them?
Yeah. Okay, now that we're back from getting Jello shots.
They were safe.
I just want to point out that even with how many more people were there, y'all still came back with Jello shots.
Because we didn't take them all up to the stairs, or upstairs, because we were on the 9th floor. We weren't on the party floor this time. And I specifically said I didn't want to take them all up there because I wanted to leave some for today because it's actual New Year's Eve.
Okay, okay.
And I was like, I'm taking some of this shit back home with me.
Well,
that's fair.
First, I want to know a little bit about the hotel. So start there because I know that this was a different hotel than the one that Blake and I went to.
It's a really nice hotel. It's it was on the waterfront, which was pretty awesome.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
And I will say there was some nicer qualities to this hotel compared to the other one. And then there was also some things that it was lacking, in my opinion, because of like the experiences we had at the other hotel. Do you agree?
Yes. I will say getting a room was fucking horrid. So,
but I did find out.
Like, did you guys like get a room online beforehand or wait till
you get there? Yeah, we got a room before Thanksgiving. And so I called them yesterday. The day before. The day before we went.
Thursday. No, Friday.
Which is the day before you went.
Yeah. I was thinking, I don't know.
So I called them Friday and asked them, like, hey, what room or what floor are we in? What room are we in? Whatever. So that way I could post in the group chat, like, hey, we got Jello shots. And they're like, okay, well, your room 1203. I was like, oh, fucking cool. All right.
You ready to laugh?
Not a big deal.
Seriously, are y'all ready for a laugh?
Oh, this is fucked up.
This is so fucked up.
So we get there, and the dude's like, I talked to the person putting on the club or putting on the event, and he was like, yeah, we're floor 10 and above. I'm like, okay, cool. We get there and they're like, yeah, you're in room 911. And I'm like, what the actual fuck? So, yeah, we were in room 911, which is really fucked up.
It became a running joke throughout the night. We're like, hey, if y'all want to have a good time, come to room 911. And they're like,
You had a reservation.
Yes.
That said a different room number.
Yes. So, but okay. I guess that they already put someone in room 1203. And I was like, okay. Like, so I talked to the person running the event and told him, I was like, hey, you said that we were floor 10 through 15 is for the hotel takeover. They're putting us in floor 9. And he replied back to me. He was like, sweet, man. That just means that all of 10 sold out and now all of 9 is the same group.
Well, even the guy that checked us in was like, yeah, it on our notes, it says 9 and above is strictly the party.
Yeah.
No one else is supposed to be put on that
floor. Yeah, that was a fucking lie.
Yeah, because I'm walking downstairs in my dress that the half my ass is hanging out, and here comes a mom and 2 kids.
Oh, no.
Just staring at me, getting off the elevator on our floor, and I'm like, the fuck is going on here?
Okay, so when we got there, right, we finally got our room. Or no, we didn't get our room. They said they were going to call us. Mm-hmm. And we went to Walmart to go get a few things for the room. The old hotel was just an easy trip to Walmart.
Yeah, it was close.
Not this one. No. You were driving downtown Dallas to get to fucking Walmart. Oof. And well, what it's not minutes. It's not downtown Dallas, but it felt like downtown Dallas to me because I'm not used to driving.
It was downtown Irving.
Yeah, so I'm well, not.
Well, and at this time of year, I'm sure it was a nightmare.
Oh, and there was a Cowboys and Lions game yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Lions.
You're right. Sorry.
Okay.
I'll shut up.
She just doesn't want to agree with you tonight.
She not all weekend. Hasn't wanted to all weekend.
Hey, she just wanted to ask for a little extra punishment.
Yeah, she's going to get it.
I kind of got it last night.
We'll talk about that. So
I think there are 2 people in this room that are willing to dole out a little more.
Yeah. I honestly I think 3.
Who's, I don't know how much more I
I'll
can
partake
take.
In that.
So
we can find out.
Oh, okay.
So then we
sounded
go to,
like a challenge.
So then we go to Walmart, and Nikki is super hungry, and I'm like, okay, well, there's a Charlie's inside Walmart, so just go get you Charlie's. She's like, I haven't had Charlie's in first. She's super excited. She gets through. Bitches. As I'm trying to drive through fucking traffic, she just throws me my fries, and I'm like, not right now. Jesus Christ.
I did not throw them at you. I asked. I set them on the center console. I was like, would you like your fries? And you're like, I'm trying to drive.
I get like, so stressed out whenever I'm driving in traffic.
My bad. Normally you're okay with fries. Fuck. My bad for offering you french fries.
I hate it. So anyways, okay. So now that we got our room, we walk into our room. Our room is honestly, it's a lot smaller than the old hotel. But it is a...
It's still a nice room. Yes. It's just smaller compared...
Like less walking space and activity room.
Well, I mean, like, we still had the 2 beds, but it was like... You know how many people we've had at previous hotel takeovers in our rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we had, what? 5 females and 4 men? And it kind of felt crowded.
Yeah. And I feel like that can make some people a little claustrophobic.
Hmm? We're not even there yet.
I'm talking about the size of the room.
For perspective.
No. I didn't say anything about what was going on with the 5 females and 4 men.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Well, I mean, obviously they got an idea.
We could have just been pre-gaming, taking some shots. Who knows? I could have been offering them Jello shots.
All right. So myself and Nikki, we got our room, put all of our stuff down, and then she wanted a margarita. We're like, all right, cool. Let's go to the bar. So we went downstairs, went to the bar, and the lobby in this hotel is just absolutely fucking stunning. Like, it is just unbelievable. So we get our bar, we get our drinks. I get a beer. She gets a margarita. And then we go outside and smoke. Or while I'm smoking, we see 2 of our friends walk by. And they look at us, and then they kept walking, and I waved at them. they didn't wave back. So I walked in there. I was like, hey, I know you see me. And they started laughing. They're like, yeah, we're going to get a drink, come out and hang out. So we did that. They came out, hung out with us. We bullshitted, talked.
At Uber Eats dinner.
Yeah, we Uber Eats dinner.
So you didn't have to drive anymore?
Yes. He said, I'm not leaving this hotel room again, or this hotel again.
Until we leave.
The parking lot was smaller, unless you wanted to use the parking garage. And you had to pay for
it. Which cost money.
Yeah. And we had a decent parking spot. So I'm like, yeah, no, I'm good with not leaving because we're already been drinking and I'm not going to stop drinking just to go get us food.
Yeah.
Downtown Irving's crazy. Like,
this is why we don't live in a big city. I don't like.
Well, that's where we
parking.
Had someone try to steal something off of our trailer for a delivery at work. What in was the middle of traffic?
Mm-hmm. What was that? The Toyota Music, whatever, across the street from the hotel.
Toyota Music Center.
Yeah.
Oh, like the big stadium thing?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Like, that's where we are.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a busy area.
Yeah. It's super nice. It's fucking crazy. It's super nice. And, like, you could tell it's, like, super, it's a wealthy city. Like, you could tell that.
There was also a protest going on there.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
So, anyways, yeah. So, hung out with them for a little bit, went to a room, chatted with them, and then got ready. And then, Nikki, I'm going to let you take it from here.
Oh, Lord. So, the party didn't start technically until 9. But we got there about, what, like 8:15? And we started walking around. Because everybody was already out. Most of the time, the party started 8. So, everybody was already kind of getting started. And you walk down one end of the hallway. And they had a glory hole set up. So we just kind of sat back and watched because there was already 2 females in the glory hole. We just sat back and watched a little bit, talked to some people that were standing around, walked down the other way. This is one thing I will say I like about this hotel. In the middle of like the floor is a concierge lounge that they turned into like a little
dance area.
It was like a dance area on one side and then on the other side it was like a buffet type style. With some tables and chairs. So, like, that's it was cool. Like a mingling area plus, like, dance floor.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, kind of like a common area.
You had to find the rooms where people were kind of congregating. So, at least that gives you a center point.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Yeah. And it was, I mean, it was always full of people. But
sounds like you should play the banjo
so
with that.
They had 2 rooms that, like, they kept free with no one in them. So they were just for free use for anybody who was wanting to play that didn't have a room. And one of them had a balcony that they used for a smoking area.
Oh, that's
which is
not
really
something that we had.
It was really nice not having to go downstairs.
Yeah, throw on a long coat and go all the way up.
Which
front.
Was helpful because we spent 2 days looking for a trench coat so I could have a coat to wear. And I don't know if y'all know this, but they're extremely hard to find.
Oh. I have a like couple trench coat style coats.
Having one of
I got
those
none.
On hand for these
none.
Would be
you
should have
told
optimal.
Me. I could have lent you one. I didn't know you had any.
She said multiple, not just one.
I've got a nice black one that's perfect for the occasion.
Well, damn. All right, so you get to take over the next little bit.
Okay.
Putting them on the spot.
Well, no, it just
no, actually,
so
to
the,
be
the stories.
Them,
so y'all
so
said
actually.
X floor up was for the party, but then you said there was the little center area. Was that only on one floor, or was that each floor?
Yeah,
it's only on
the
one floor.
The party was only on one floor, but 10 through 15 was all group in Keller.
Well,
so
we'll 9.5. Floor. We'll say 9.
9.75.
Yeah.
Hey.
Thank you. Okay. It seemed to go over his head. So.
Yeah, he didn't catch it, but I did.
So which floor was that center area on?
15th.
15.
Oh, okay. The top. That makes sense. Yeah.
Oh.
And
the
15th
floor is where you had to have the wristband to get through.
That was my next question. Did every floor have the divider with mm-hmm. the wristband?
No.
Or
nope,
just the party
15.
Floor? Okay. Gotcha.
Nope. Yeah, it was just the 15th floor. But, all right. So. Yeah. Y'all are supposed to be asking us questions.
Well, we asked about the room first. Okay. I have one more question about the room because this is important as a woman. How was the like bathroom and amenities area? Did it have a nice shower, a nice area to get ready?
So it almost had like the same shower as the other one.
Yeah.
So the showers are pretty much the same as the other hotel. But the cool thing about this one was that they have, you know, like the magnifying mirrors that like one side's magnified, the other side's like you flip it and it's like the normal mirror.
Yeah.
Well, they had one of these attached to the wall that you could like pull out.
It's what every woman needs to get ready for a night out.
Right. It was so helpful.
Night in. Night up on the 15th floor.
Exactly. I mean, it was so helpful. Like, but I also liked, like, they had a little bench in front of the full-length mirror in the room that you could move out. And you know, like, I moved that table last time and I was like, I'm sitting right the fuck here.
Yep. Yep. That sounds
This one
nice.
Was a bench. It was cushioned and everything.
Okay. So for the ladies listening, they got you covered.
Yeah.
Just a side note about you with the, you were like night out or in or up. That's what I love about the hotel takeovers is it's kind of a night out, but also in, because you don't have to travel anywhere. You can just sleep there after you do your night out activities. You don't have to drive. You don't have to worry about that with all the, compared
Which
to like the clubs.
You don't have to save enough energy to get home. You can use all that energy.
Well, that and...
you just got to get back to your room. That's
you
all
don't
you
have
do.
To have a designated driver.
Nope.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
That's what sucks about going to a club.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Especially as a couple, if you're driving together, you know, then one of you is not going to have as much fun if that's what you're into.
Yeah, or you have to Uber.
Or you have to Uber. And that's not always super safe either, you know, let's be real.
What you doing with my Crown Royal over here?
I kept it.
Bitch.
He pulled it out. I said it was mine, and now it's here.
Oh, it is not yours.
Okay, it's ours. We share. Remember, sharing is caring.
Hey, I don't have a monster for you to steal right now.
Yeah. I apparently don't have the other half of my Red Bull because I didn't take a sip of that blue one.
Well,
before
you
Ash
were
downed
fucking
it.
Slow.
You know, we get told... Where we were getting told by one of our listeners that we have a really bad caffeine addiction.
Well,
and they're like,
I'm
hey.
Not going to deny that.
No, I'm not either.
No.
Okay. So anyways.
I won't argue with them. I'll just, yeah.
Well, okay. No, side
Hi,
story
I'm Blake.
On that.
I have a problem. It's caffeine.
Okay. So anyways, after we got ready for the party, right, we went up to the 15th floor to check it out. So when you walk in, like Nikki said, there's the little dance hall type thing with the buffet. On the other side, on the balcony, they had the smoke pit, which was also a playing room. There was a game room with Plinko.
Oh.
What were the prizes for Plinko?
So it got really risque.
As the night went on.
I would bet.
So at first it was like, take a shot. And this dude made like craft shots. So like he would actually have like
he had
pure
a
honey
toasted marshmallow one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so
but
good.
He made,
I hate marshmallows
killing me right now.
But he made all these craft shots and they were amazing, right? So then we played Plinko for a little bit. We walked down the hall. We met one couple in a room and she was giving out tattoos. Not like actual bzzz tattoos.
Oh, okay.
I was like,
but
wait.
Like,
temporary tattoos.
I'm really upset I wasn't there.
Yeah. Dang
okay.
it. Yeah.
Temporary tattoos. So I got a flower on my chest, right? And
ooh,
I was like,
fabulous.
And I told her, I was like, just surprise me. She was actually really fucking hot too.
Yeah. You're
and
like,
so,
you can put whatever on
and
my
they,
chest.
It was so cool because they had like death metal playing in their background and everything. So all you just heard was like a shit ton of double bass and distortion. Really awesome couple. So I told her, I was like, give me whatever tattoo you want. So she gave me a flower and she was like, so what color? And I was like, I don't know. Surprise me. She made it all colorful for me. Nikki got like a little lotus flower type thing on between her boobs. And then as the night went on, we just kept going into different rooms. There was one room they were selling sex furniture and it was pretty
what?
Fucking cool. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so they had like...
that also sounds dangerously expensive. Like, you could want to blow a lot of money.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can. And they were actually really nice furniture and everything.
Oh, I'm sure. I've seen some of the online shops that sell that kind of stuff, and it's both expensive and badass, probably worth the cost.
There was a cum dump room. Mm-hmm. Or that's what they had it as, a cum dump. So apparently this, and she's really cute too. I didn't participate in this one though. But she's most load she's had in her is 22. So she wanted to break that record.
Oh my.
And do like, I don't know. I don't know if she did break the record. 23
would have been cool. closing out the year 2023 with 23 loads.
So like I didn't
celebrate the 23rd load.
Like, I don't even know if she made her goal.
But I bet she will tonight because the party's still going on.
Yeah, you're probably probably right. Sensual massage room, which is pretty cool. They had like fur and everything too, that they would like actual like tanned fur, and like they would rub over people and everything. It was pretty.
Sounds hot.
What, a sensual, sensual neuro massage. Yeah. Wasn't that what it was? Something like that.
I'm always down for a massage.
Same. I wanted to do it, but every time we walked by, there was someone already on the table.
Yeah, that's the problem. Everybody's always down for a massage.
Yeah, we found that out when y'all did your room, and it was probably the busiest one the whole time.
Yeah, well, the thing with all these rooms, like, there were so many fucking people at this party. Every room had someone in it, and something was going on.
I feel
at
like
all times.
Almost yes. There should be multiple party floors when there's that many people.
Yeah, they might be starting to grow awkward, enough to make a second floor out of it, you know?
Yeah.
Just because of how much activity
at least
getting.
For the big ones. Like
a
New
lot
Year's.
Of people were taking people back to their rooms on the lower floors.
Yeah, they were.
And then coming back up to the party.
Yeah. There was a sex swing and jello shots room.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty cool. There was Meet Mr. and Mrs. Naughty Santa. Yeah.
That's
there
awesome.
There was that room.
Was Santa giving out spankings to the naughties?
I don't think we went in there.
Cause
we didn't.
Their door was like...
always closed.
Yeah, it was a 50-50 chance of seeing the door open. Yeah. And if it was open... it was too packed to even get in there.
Well, there was
Mr. Naughty Santa. I've been on the naughty list this year, just so you know.
There was one room in there. They had that little game where it's two dicks and you got to jack them off. And whoever wins, the loser gets squirted in the face with water. You know what I'm talking about?
I have not seen that,
but that sounds
but
awesome.
Oh my God, it was so much fun. So I walked
shot
in
the face.
So I walked in. I was like, yo, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's
told
got
her.
More practice.
Yeah. He does.
I told her. I was like, hey, I'll beat that dick with both hands. You know.
And then it became a running joke in the room while we stayed watching the Cowboys game about him being the reigning champion of beating the dicks off.
Yeah.
Hey, well, you know. When you have one, you know how to use
exactly.
It.
So towards the end, or towards the end of the hall, like Nikki said, there was a glory hole set up. So me and her were just sitting there watching it. And then there was, I think, two females in there. Yeah, there was two females. Because you could hear one moan while the other one was getting his, the other one was sucking a dick that was through the hole. So one dude, he was in it. He left. And you just see, like, four hands poke out of the little hole. Like, come here, come here. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just sitting there, and I asked Nikki. I was like, fuck, can I go? She was like, yeah, I don't care. Go for it. So, hell, I went over there and did it. And it was amazing. Like, it was really fucking hot. We like, had some
the
friends
girls were fingering
us.
Each other.
Yeah.
While sucking, like, taking turns sucking dicks. And,
yeah.
Like, it was hard to tell who was doing what because, like, it was like one was moaning and the other one was, like, muffled moaning and then it would switch.
Yeah. So, yeah, I did that. That was pretty, pretty hot. And then later on in the night, we walked back there and no one was in there. And
it was maybe like an hour later.
Yeah. Later on, when we walked back there, no one was back there. It was about an hour later. And Nikki was like, fuck it, I'm going to get in there. So she got in the glory hole. And then I'm just standing there on like glory hole guard duty, I guess. Like, you know, I don't know. I'm just sitting here like I don't know what to do with my hands. Like, just I was lost, but
okay,
and it was a lot of fun.
The lady who did the balloon arch for the prom redo,
yeah,
her husband was like, fuck it, I'll be the first one.
Yeah.
And like walked up, and as soon as he stopped,
yeah,
was it, didn't you go up there?
No. So as soon as he stopped,
oh no, there it was the guy of the wife that was in there before.
Yes. Yeah. He got in there, or he
not in there, but he put his dick in there.
Yeah, he put his dick in there. Nikki had fun with him for a little bit, and then after that, another dude who was extremely fucking well blessed, he put his in. And so,
okay,
extremely well blessed. And his...
He might have also been the one who destroyed me last night.
Yeah. So, anyways, so after that guy got through, this guy came in, put his dick in, and Nikki had fun with him. Well, in the middle of it, he's like waving for me to come over. Or no, sorry. In the middle of it, his girl is right there beside me. And she is just super fucking cute too. Super cute. And so I told her, I was like, well, you can go in there with Nikki. I'm sure she wouldn't mind. And at this point, I don't think Nikki had met her at all.
No, I had seen him.
Yeah.
Briefly. But I hadn't even seen her until she got in there with me.
Yeah.
What an interesting way to meet somebody.
Yeah. So.
Well, which was funny because literally, 20 minutes before I even got in that thing, I had told him because he had asked me to go in there when one of the first wives left with the two going at it. And I was like, no, like, I don't want to go in there when I've never met somebody. If I'm going to go in there and I'm going to go in with someone, I want it to be someone I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surprise.
But, I mean, I was not upset that she joined us or joined me. I was not upset at all.
You just had to get comfy first.
Yeah. I needed to get comfy in there you first just before just being thrown into with a random person.
You just had to take the leap.
Yeah. And I did.
So anyway, she went in there with Nikki and they're having fun, whatever else. And he's like, he looks behind me. He's like, come on, come on. So I'm like, is there another hole somewhere I don't know about? Like, okay. Well, and this is how I knew he was well blessed. So as soon as he moved, he about pulled the whole fucking curtain with him. And it was just, I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. All right, well, fuck it. I'm going to put my dick in there too. So anyways, I put my dick in there and I could tell who was not sucking me. Like, I could tell who it was.
Yeah.
Could tell it was not me.
Yeah. Thank you. I could tell it was not Nikki sucking my dick.
Well, you're like, one mouth I am familiar with, one I am not.
Yes. And she is really, really, really good at it. Then, after me, another guy came in, and his wife was just tall, blonde. She was wearing lacy, like fishnet top with a leathery bottom. Super fucking hot. Super, super hot. He got in it. And then...
And one of the original first wives was in there at the time, too. Yes. It was like...
Oh, was no. He, that's the second time you went in.
Yeah, because we had walked out and went and smoked. Or you took a smoke break. And then we came back and it was in use. And then he was like... She was trying to get him to go use the glory hole, and he was like, no, I don't know what's behind that curtain. And I was like, well, if I got in there, would you do it? He was like, yeah, because I know what you look like. And I'm like, okay, well,
but you don't know what the other girl looks like. That's the whole point of a fucking glory hole. So
a mouth's a mouth, you know.
Yeah. Sure. That's what his wife said to him, and he was like, no, but I don't know if it's a guy or a girl or whatever. And I'm like, well, you can technically peek if you want to, but like, what's the fun in that?
But again, a mouth is a mouth.
Yeah. Well, mouths all function approximately the same. Yeah.
So me and the original girl that I got in with the first time went behind there and we're like, okay, we're going to play a game. Oh, and his wife went in.
Yeah.
And we're like, we're going to play a game. Like, who's not your wife? And so we all kind of took turns and... And then we kept seeing him like pull the curtain aside and like peeking in. We're like, you're cheating. Stop it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And then later on in the night, we went into the dance hall.
Yes.
And they moved the table or the chairs in a line for like people with birthdays or whatever for lap dances. Like, if you have a birthday this month, whatever.
No, no. He said, if you've had a birthday this year,
oh, did
come
he?
Sit down. And oh, I was God. Like, oh, that's me. And I sat down.
Yeah. So I sat down right beside Nikki. Mm-hmm. The dude who was well blessed gave her a lap dance, obviously.
And his girl.
Yeah, and his girl. And then there was another female to my left and then a male to her left as well. Anyways, it kind of brought me back to like fucking elementary school because I was the only one just sitting there for a little bit. And everybody else is getting lap dances. Like, oh, God damn it, I'm last picked again. Right. But so his wife and the other dude's wife gave, or I had two wives start giving me a lap dance. And they were really good at it. And they were just so fucking beautiful. Anyways, once we got through with the lap dances, they actually, the wives, got in the chairs.
And then he got in the
chair. And he got in the chair. So Nikki went and gave him a lap dance.
Well, and you know me, and I'm the awkward one, and I have like a little tube top on. So I'm like trying to give him a lap dance, and I'm like, look, I can't. Here you go. And I'm just like, pulled my top down and he just sort of motorboated me. I was like, there you go, there's your lap dance.
Yeah. And then I gave the two girls a lap dance. Mm-hmm. And then like I went all fuck, I don't know if it was the beer, I don't know if it was the jello shots, I don't know
it
what
all hit.
But I went all fucking out.
He handed me his glasses, his hat, his wallet.
I emptied out my
fucking
pockets.
Started taking his shirt off and like going at it.
Yeah, I emptied out my fucking pockets and I gave them a lap dance and I started stripping and taking off my clothes and I just hear people start clapping and cheering and whistling and I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna believe that they're whistling and cheering for me right now. And so I just went with it.
Hell yeah.
And then one of our friends, they were telling me like, yeah, like I saw you. And I was like, yep, that's Paul. He just started like, he was just whistling and everything, whistling for me and everything. It was a fucking fun time.
It was definitely a fun time.
And then later on throughout the night, we were just talking to different couples. But I will tell you this about the hotel takeover, this one. I don't know what it is. I was telling Nikki on the way home. I was like, I don't know what it was about that hotel, but I was getting lost in a fucking hallway. I got lost probably four or five times throughout That's the night funny. In a straight hallway.
No curve whatsoever. Fucking straight.
Yes. Yeah, straight. But there was just that many people and there's that much shit going on.
Well, and with that many people in the hallways, it was really hard to remember, like, when you went in a room,
which
side of the hall
from?
You went in on.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you come out, you go one direction thinking you're going the right direction. And you're like, oh, wait, fuck, that's the glory hole again. I'm trying to go to the other one.
So, yeah, it was myself, Nikki, one, two, three other couples. Yep, three other couples. We were all sitting at the doorway.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just bullshitting, talking. And
then I reminded you that you had your sports coat in the closet in the
yep.
room that goes to the smoking balcony.
Because yeah, we were about to go to our room.
We were having a party in 9/11.
Yes.
Not so. On 9/11, but in 9/11.
Yeah. So we were all
Sounds
hanging
dangerous.
Out. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So we were all getting ready to go. And I was like, or Nikki was like, hey, you forgot your sports coat. I was like, fuck yeah, you're right. So anyways, I start walking and I see just another beautiful, amazing girl, and she had a little one of the little flashy light rings to let us know that she was a unicorn.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. So, we have her ring.
Yeah, I do.
Nuh-uh. You got a souvenir?
Yes. So I started Dope. Talking to her, like I just started bullshitting with her, and I was like, I was complimenting her outfit and everything, telling her how, you know, you look super sexy, you know. And I was like, I'm Paul, by the way. And she's like, oh, she told me her name. And then I was like, yeah, my wife's the one over there.
In the nerdy glasses.
And she was like, and she goes, well, I'm going to go talk to her. And I was like, well, you go do that.
And she joins our little circle that's like huddled around the door.
Maybe she was into the nerdy glasses.
I think so. Yeah. But she like comes up and everybody starts talking to her. And she's like, and I know you're Nikki, your wife or your husband's already mentioned you. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm sure he has. And she's like, yeah, he was like, yeah, the one in the nerdy glasses over there. And I'm like, of course he fucking did.
You're like, let me go kill him for a moment. I'll be right back. He might want to choose a new description. Apparently, she didn't like that one.
So I was not expecting her to come to the room. I was just expecting like a quick, like, hey, you know, how are you doing? Because we already had our few couples, or not few couples. We already had our three couples that we were going to be bringing back to the room.
You guys must have looked like a nice crowd.
I guess so, because she came back to the room, and she came with everyone else.
Well, all the females.
Yeah.
She was technically not a unicorn, but at the party, a unicorn. She is married. Her husband was not able to go to the party, so he told her she could go, but she could only play with females. And I, like, 100% respect her with how she handled things when she came down to the room, because mm-hmm. two of the men had asked to do stuff to her, and she was like, no, I can't with men. I would like to be able to go home to my husband tonight and say, like, I didn't fuck any guys, only mm-hmm. females. And just the way she held herself when she said it, I was like, respect. Like, and
honestly, my hat's off to the guys as well, because they took that as like, yeah, absolutely.
You know? They mm-hmm. stepped back and was like, no problem. Mm-hmm. Like, you enjoy the women, like, go for it.
We'll just watch you enjoy them. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, that's awesome that everyone was able to respect that. And, you know, hats off to her and her spouse for being able to take a situation where I'm sure it's not ideal that he wasn't able to go with, and be able to, you know, still let her go, let her enjoy herself, and then her be able to go home guilt-free.
Yeah. I mean, and that is true. Like, it shows, like, their true connection and trust.
Yeah.
With each awesome. Other, that he trusted her enough to do that. Oh. And, like, fully trusted her that she would respect his wishes and do what he asked, and that what they agreed on, and come home and fully be like, no, like, I stuck to the rules.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's awesome. Not a lot of women that would do that, honestly.
Yeah.
I came up with a game.
And I just want to say, with this game, after the glory hole scenario, I mean, I was pretty on edge and ready to go. So his little game was pissing me off.
Uh-oh.
And what was your timer set for?
30 seconds.
To do what?
Get eaten out.
Yeah. Motherfucker.
But here's the deal, right? So we all had y'all laying down. Mm-hmm. And then all the guys, like, we just rotated. So, again, that single female, the unicorn, she was allowed to soft swap. She just wasn't allowed to full swap. So, she was involved as well for that.
No, she ate out girls.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't get eaten out by men. Okay. She was one of the men, because one of the husbands sat out and was like, I just want to watch my wife get pleased.
Yep, that's right. So, you're 100% correct. So, she joined us guys eating all the girls out. So, every 30-second timer, I'm just switch, and you just hear each time just Nikki go, fuck. And it's just switch. Fuck. Like, because each time she's getting so fucking close to coming. And then it's the just
swap time.
Yeah.
Switch.
Motherfucker.
And then after we all did that.
Who decided on 30 seconds?
Me.
That was a bitch move.
I'm sorry.
It was supposed to be a tease. It was on purpose.
Yes. No.
So then.
Sounds like it worked.
It did. So then we did the same thing, but roles reversed. Girls gets to suck the guys off, right? So I made it really clear before we even got in the room, like, hey, you do not have to participate if you do not want to. We're all here just to hang out, whatever else. Like, if you're not okay doing something, please let us know. And one couple said, you know, hey, we haven't full swapped. We haven't even had an experience yet. Mm-hmm. So I don't necessarily know if we're ready for full swap. I'm like, that's completely okay.
He was okay with it. She was not. Yeah. She said she was not ready to do anything with another male yet.
Yeah.
So he participated in the eating out the girls, but she did not participate in the guys go around, except with her husband, which was fine. We're like, you know, it's whatever you're comfortable with. If you're comfortable with him doing shit and you're not, that's on, like, that's y'all's agreement. That's fine. You don't have to.
What are you talking about? I made her squirt everywhere.
But I'm saying with sucking dick, she didn't suck anyone's dick but his.
She sucked mine.
Not during the rotation.
No, not during that, but
that's
like
what I'm saying.
Oh,
not during the rotation
time, you know. Okay. I feel like as a female, I see what you're being in a committed relationship, it can kind of be a little intimidating to take that step.
Yeah. Well, and it was funny because we went through we were starting the third rotation of sucking the guys off, and he's like, "It's cool. I'll just get another rotation with my wife." And at that point, all of the females went to him at the same time.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And then
you made her squirt all over the table all over the bed.
I started introducing all the females to Hitachi magical wands because they were like, "What the fuck is that?" I'm like, "Have you never seen one of these?"
What?
Yeah, like some of them.
There was only one that had.
One that hadn't?
That had.
Or that had, yeah.
The one that was in the glory hole with me.
Yeah. So, well, which one? Two of them.
The first one that came in and I met her in the glory hole.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So, I started introducing them to the Hitachi magic wand.
Which we brought both of ours.
Yeah, we brought one that's just the wireless, and we also brought the big one that has a dial on it and everything. So... that was a lot of fun because every girl wanted me to try it on them and whatever else, especially with the dial. And
they had, we had one female who said she had never squirted before because as soon as we walked in, we were like, if you squirt, like,
please do it on the blanket.
There's a squirt blanket. And one of them was like, I've never done that. One of them was like, I've never done that. So then it became like a game with the guys trying to get her to squirt.
I don't think she did.
No, I don't think she came really close.
They need
close,
to have like
also,
pins at these things where you can like pick one up and put it on, and squirter. One be like, "I'm a squirter" or something.
Yeah,
yeah. Little like, warning labels
for real. And it, but like we were talking, me and the girl who I met in the glory hole for her first time squirting, it was probably really intimidating to do it in a whole group setting like that. It needs to be, you need to be fully relaxed to do that for the first time.
Yeah.
And doing it at home, like in a comfortable environment. I mean, not that she was uncomfortable, but in a more relaxed environment would have been, she probably would have. Because she kept saying, I feel like I'm going to and just couldn't.
Yeah.
So, after we got through with that, the other female that went in the glory hole with you.
Mm-hmm.
The wife of the husband that was speaking,
mm-hmm.
right? I was eating her out, and she squirted a lot.
She sprayed everyone that was on the bed. Literally, everyone that was in that area was sprayed.
Oh my. Yep.
And then after that, the unicorn was like, "Hey, I really got to get home to my husband. Like, I was supposed to be gone like 15, 20 minutes ago." So we decided to, okay, well, I'm sorry that we kept you. You know, I didn't know that we were keeping anybody. But before they all left, we all gave out the our numbers. And they were like, "Hey, look," because a lot of them were not on SDC or SLS.
Which was really surprising.
Huh. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, they weren't on there, which is
weird.
I mean,
it was kind of a holiday event, so maybe there was more people that don't as regularly engage in the lifestyle that might have been there.
Maybe well, a lot of them actually just went through the Group and Keller website.
Hey, that shows that the Group and Keller is really kind of, I guess, extending their outreach and meeting people that aren't just on these sites. And that's great.
I mean, even they've even said like, "Hey, you can use our name on your show." I was like, "Awesome. Cool. Thanks." You know? So, but after everybody started leaving, or before everybody started leaving, we gave everybody our number. And then they all left. We're going to do a group chat, try to get back and hang out all with each other. It was a fucking blast. And then
we'll try and go along with that one.
Yeah.
The one couple that is very blessed and his girl that Nikki met in the glory hole, they stayed back. And we had a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of fun. I still didn't come, which is...
Well, you came in the glory hole.
I did. I did come in the glory hole, but... And she was... She's just fucking super, super tight. Like, I could barely get two fingers inside of her. And I was telling Nikki about it. She was like, "Uh-uh," and went over there and... Fingered her, and she was like, "Oh my god!"
Yeah. And afterwards you were like, it's not surprising that she like was so tight while I was fucking her, because I could only get two fingers in her. And I was like, yeah, I know, I fingered her too.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
I squirted everybody on the bed.
Yep, she squirted everybody on the bed. And
you know, you're they, right, only right.
So this was actually
at
like,
it's okay.
This was actually at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Boy.
It was about three.
It was four. It was 4 o'clock when we decided to go, hey, let's go see. So after we got through, all right, because me and him, we couldn't come. And I think the girls have had enough.
My mouth was dry.
Yeah. So.
Indicator, so I need water.
So we were just like, okay, you know, we got dressed. And they're like, hey, we're going to go upstairs. I'm like, dude, it's 4 a.m. Ain't no fucking body upstairs. He was like, how much you want to bet?
Uh-oh. I bet there was. Oh, yeah. This weekend, God,
there
yeah.
were so many people still upstairs at 4 a.m.
I mean, there wasn't a whole lot.
I bet
like, at the beginning
they were
of the night.
Going all night.
Oh, yes. Yes. And then we woke up this morning at 8, so I've on 4 hours of sleep. Nikki got a nap today. I haven't. I'm fucking miserable.
Literally like a 30-minute nap because your kids interrupted me.
Okay.
They're his when they're bad.
Yeah. So, yeah. Woke up, got dressed, met our friends outside. Well, as I was walking back inside, I saw them and chatted with them. They live probably 45 minutes from here. And
from here right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they're like 45 minutes from here. And they were staying both nights. And I was
yeah,
like,
I was going to say, why did you guys not stay both nights?
Child care.
Nah.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
That's always the bummer.
Yeah, child it ruins care. Everything.
That and it's like our last episode. I mean, swinging is expensive.
It's expensive yeah. and it can also like, be tiring.
Like yes. I don't like, I mean, we could do it, but I really wouldn't want to do another night for the hotel, another night for a cover fee, another night for dinner, another night for this.
Oh, it's cover fee what, per night.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's raised for this event. So it's $100.
Sure.
A
yeah. I'm sure it was worth it. But yeah, that does that does add up.
I mean, even the drinks at the bar there was my beer. I had a long neck Coors Light, $9.50.
Jeez. Yeah, that's like Vegas pricing.
My margarita was 15 something.
Yeah. So
and
it
was like this big.
Hey, but you said it was strong.
It was very strong. And that is why, because it was Patron. And I'm pretty sure it was 90% Patron.
Well, for
but
the
I
price.
Was not complaining. I was not complaining at all.
So we were, or I was talking to them and they said, yeah, we're going to rest before tonight. And I'm like, y'all are staying tonight too? And he was like, yeah. I was like, have fun with $10 beers. He was like, yeah, I got to do something. And so he's like, he mentioned, he was like, I got to do something. I was like, well, if you go get beer, do you need an ice chest? And he was like, yeah, sure. So I loaned him my ice chest. Right now, he's using my ice chest for their
party.
See,
now
they
have to
come
visit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Perfect.
No, they're good people. Awesome. Like, y'all would like them. Like, they're really down to earth.
Hopefully, we get to meet
them. Super fucking cool people. But yeah,
did you tell them about us, about the podcast?
Yeah. Well, they are avid listeners.
They
dude.
Listen to every fucking episode.
Wait, no, like before?
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
They are avid listeners.
Cool. That is cool.
Even that's when really we were cool. on the back patio talking to them, they were talking about like our episodes and how the last one, yeah, they couldn't see now why we were saying that the lifestyle is expensive.
Oh, that's so funny. That's really cool to meet people that are actually listening.
Thank you for any of you that listen.
Yeah, it was awesome. Like, but they're a really cool couple, mm-hmm. really awesome couple. But yeah,
well, dang.
And then
I'm
that
sad
was
we couldn't go,
dude. It was
they're
so
gonna
much,
be at our meet and greet.
Yeah, they are.
Okay,
in Yay. January.
Yeah, because they're not that far away. Mm-mm. So
no. When is that?
And
again?
You have to get
the
your ice chest.
27th.
Meet and greet on the 27th. Okay, yeah. Definitely gonna have to be at that one. Might wanna heads up on the childcare. I gotta. Gotta pencil that in.
But yeah, it was such a fun fucking night. And like I woke up and my toes hurt. Everything on me fucking hurts because I just constantly walking, constantly. And I think it was the lap dances that I did. Like,
I'm going to go with the lap dances.
I think it was a lap dance because at one point, like, I grabbed her fucking chair and just, like, pulled it towards me and shit in front of everybody.
No,
and,
listen.
Like, I went balls to the fucking wall.
We really did. Expect a repeat tonight.
Well, like, I'm just saying my birthday's coming up in March.
Like, so. I straight up just, like, I had,
It was awesome to see him do funny. It was I bet. So great.
Well, I love it when your confidence comes out. So,
and of course, it was during the song Birthday Sex.
Oh, that's my fucking favorite.
I have a request for my birthday.
I got the lap dance to Pony.
And give him some tips. Make him participate.
Oh, jeez. No, the other dude.
Roping you into this, Blake.
The other guy that gave Nikki a lap dance. This dude had moves.
Oh, hell yeah, he did.
Like, this dude.
Oh, yeah.
Had, like, damn. Magic Mike moves and shit. Oh, and I'm just
jealous.
Like,
I'm so jealous.
It was awesome. But at the same time, because you know me and how I am, especially when I'm drinking, I was trying so hard not to laugh, but, like, I was so turned on at the same time.
And you're like, I'm especially, not laughing because I'm making fun of, like, you. I just don't know how to react.
Well, because there were so many people watching, so I'm like, I don't know what to do with my hands.
Or my face. That'd be me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what to do with anything right now.
Well, especially with them. Like, they're very...
See, this is why I'm like, just tell me what to do. Tell me.
Yeah, absolutely. It was one of the best parties I've ever been to. But do y'all got anything else?
I'm just sad we didn't get to make it to this one since it was one of the bigger ones. But hopefully here soon we'll be able to get out there again and visit the group in Keller.
Absolutely. But New Year's 2024, I'm going to have to make that part of the plans.
Yeah, yep, for sure. We'll definitely be there.
All right. Well,
until next time. See you guys.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
If you've liked this episode, please give us a 5-star rating. And for any comments, questions, or concerns, feel free to email us at friendswithpineapples@gmail.com. Thanks.
Perfect.